From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Michael Taylor, reading The Infinite, the third book in the Harrow House series by Douglas Clegg. Now, let's begin with The Infinite. "It's quite wonderful," she said slowly, "the most wonderful thing that could possibly be. You see, she isn't dead. She's still with us." Daphne Demure, from Don't Look Now. We know what happened to those who chanced to meet the great god Pan, and those who are wise know that all symbols are symbols of something, not of nothing. It was indeed an exquisite symbol beneath which men long ago veiled their knowledge of the most awful, most sacred forces which lie at the heart of all things. Arthur Machen, The Great God Pan. Prologue. Histories and Nightmares. 1. The walls, half torn and partially burned, grow dark with night. Above you, the twilight sky spits rain. You see before you what looks like a boy who has been burned from head to toe, his blistering skin still steaming, and the stench of some dead thing nearby. The deafening hum of locusts in the trees. The hunt has begun. His eyes watch you as if you were the one who set him afire. The hunt is coming for you. And then he reaches out, and you know that when he touches you, you will be his. His body bursts into a brilliant green fire, a fire like a fast, verdant forest in summer, a fire like life itself as it burns, as his fingers graze your throat. Someone whispers, "Mercy."